17 minutes past seven. You might remember a few weeks ago that we met a lovely lady called Claire in Bury, and she was a girl after my own heart. She loved her money saving tips and her coupons and vouchers and all that kind of thing. So much so that she'd saved up so much money she could put a deposit down on a house. Then, as we got chatting, she threw in that she was getting married on a budget. And I said, well, we've got to follow this. And we are back to Bury this morning. We've sent our very own Andy Bell to go and meet her and get a little bit of inspiration on how to save a few quid. Has she been giving you tips already, Andy?
She certainly has. I tell you what, Chelsea, we're having some fun this week. It's a bit of a voyage of discovery for me. Yesterday, it was all dance and sort of Broadway. Today, this morning, it's weddings. I'm going to, you know, put my hands up. Don't know anything about weddings, but that hasn't stopped me. We're in this wonderful Brides of Bury, lovely boutique. I'm flanked by all these wedding gowns. And as you said, we've got Thrifty Claire with me. Thrifty Claire, how are you?
All right, a bit shell-shocked that I'm up this early, but I'm good.
Now, this place and the story behind this is wonderful, isn't it? Firstly.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. It's just a local store that I heard was opening up, and it just sort of ticked every box for me. It's got bridal gowns at amazing prices. It's local. It's called Brides of Bury. I'm a bride of Bury. But the main thing that I found absolutely amazing, all the profits go to a local hospice, so it's a completely non-profit bridal boutique. It's got a mix of pre-loved dresses, but a majority new stock. It's phenomenal. So I'm sort of unofficially now supporting them.
Well, this must be, you know, absolutely your cup of tea when you talk about your thrifty exercise and trying to find ways of saving stuff. So my one experience of weddings is the fact that my dad created a pale face that I've never seen before when my sister brought the wedding bill to him a couple of years ago. Because weddings, you know, they can be ridiculously expensive, but I'm guessing they don't need to be.
No, not in the slightest. I mean, the unfortunate thing for me, looking in, standing in this amazing shop, I've already bought my dress.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was an amazing bargain. It's cost me £190. It's brand new. It's everything I've looked for, and I've been to the boutiques, I've tried on £1,600 dresses, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I can't, you know, force myself into debt or have the panic of, oh, where am I getting the money for this? And I've paid £190 in this shop. They've got dresses, you know, within that price range. I think the most expensive one is about £600-700. What is nice, though, once I have wore my dress and I'm not going to chuck it away in the loft, I am going to bring it down to Brides of Bury. They do accept donations of dresses, so I'm going to continue to sort of pay that forward, so that £190 dress is actually going to then go on and do good for charity. So not only is it helping my bank balance by getting a really bargain dress, obviously it's going to help out an amazing local charity too.
Claire, do you think there's a stigma attached to having like a second-hand dress? Do you think some women think, oh no, I shouldn't, or it might be bad luck, or kind of thing?
Yeah, I think some people would. And I mean, I toyed with the idea. Mine is brand new. But I did toy with the idea because I think, you know, it's been worn for, what, 12 hours?
Yeah.
You know, all the dresses here, I mean, I'm looking around the shop, I could not tell you which one is pre-loved, which one is brand new. You literally cannot tell. And I think, you know, on your wedding day, is that if that's what people are really thinking about you, then why are they at your wedding?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think if you can get past that sort of, you know, thing in your mind of someone else has worn this, you know, great. If not, like I say, there are still ways of getting brand new dresses, really on a budget. I wrote a post for my blog thriftyclaire.com a few weeks ago saying yes to the dress for less, and you know, I've, oh yeah. Sorry, Andy's laughing now, he's like, oh, these are all the slogans, are they? But yeah, so you know, I've listed so many ways. There's high street retailers, you know, there's pre-loved, brand new, people on Gumtree, eBay, there's all sorts.
Maybe, you know, brides-to-be need to get a little bit wiser on this. Listen,
definitely.
We're going to leave Andy with you in a bit. He's dead lovely.
He's not doing too bad. We've made him a brew. He's learning all the lingo for weddings.
We call him our big friendly Geordie, BFG.
Yeah.
Chelsea, the one thing, there's a rack, they've got, you know, outfits for bridesmaids as well. Honestly, it's absolutely beautiful here. It's like a boutique. Really is, feels like a boutique. The one thing I can't find is like a vomit green bridesmaid outfit. They don't seem to have that, you know.
No, I think that's kind of gone now. Yeah, that was a bit more like 80s, you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Right, we're definitely up to date, imagine.
We are. We're going to get back to you at about 10 to 8 this morning. We'll get a couple of other tips on how to save a few quid. Listen, thank you both of you.
Thanks a lot.